Hello everybody. Yes, so welcome back to my channel. It's George from Ireland. Anyway, I'm going to comment on the remarks by my old school mate. Well, not that we're friends, but I knew him slightly. His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales. That's to say William. So he made some perhaps well-intentioned but mutton-minded remarks regarding ending homelessness. Okay, it's welcome. Who would disagree with ending homelessness being a worthy objective? But he's proved himself to be rather ovine in a way that may be most pleasing to the Welsh people. Okay, I'm saying that jocularly. I don't think they particularly like sheep, but you know, the hoary old gag. So Prince William, he's not as bad as his younger dimwit brother, but William is never one to resist a fashionable cause for long. So he's adeptly jumping on the bandwagon. He's not over-opinionated like his younger sibling, who spews views all the time. So, but Prince William, if you really want to end homelessness, put your money where your mouth is. Platitudes come at a price. If you really want to do this, you could start ending homelessness at home. But you haven't housed a single homeless person. How many people could live in Balmoral? How many people could live in Highgrove? How many people could live in Clarence House? Or many of the other royal residences, private residences, public residences, you know, Gatcombe Park, for example. Supposing the United Kingdom abolished the monarchy, became the United Republic, Windsor Castle, St. James's Palace, you know, Holyrood House, Hillsborough, and so on, they'd all be publicly owned. Some of them were privately owned. Balmoral, they'd still own like a private family home, and so on. Highgrove would still be privately owned, Sandringham, and so on. But anyway, they've got an awful lot of spare room. They've got so many homes and they move between them. So homelessness has economic and therefore political causes. The two are enmeshed. They cannot be entirely disentangled. And therefore, homelessness has got economic and therefore political solutions. So the Royal Family is supposed to be above politics. So what is your solution? Well, I'm afraid the super rich are going to have to make a tiny bit of a sacrifice. It's because of maldistribution of wealth. There are all these empty houses and then the homeless people. Why do you put the homeless people with the empty houses together and there'd be no homelessness? Talk about Finland, which has managed to abolish homelessness. But I suppose it would be inexpedient for the super rich like Prince William to do this. He and his family, they selflessly serve the public for a mere £85 million a year in tax-free inheritance. And all right, some of the £85 million does go on genuine expenses. And there's a price to pay in terms of press intrusion. You can bow out of it like Prince Harry has, although he never actually shuts up. So he actually wants the press intrusion and intrudes into everybody else's privacy. But perhaps it was more sententious drivel, this moral high tone from Prince William. He's a rather unthinking person, and he always has been. But perhaps his public relations team told them this is the thing to do. So he visited Sheffield. He went to Northern Ireland lately. So to promote this. And his charitable foundation has raised £3 million towards this. How much of it has he given of his own vast fortune? Not a brass farthing. So the various locations of the United Kingdom where he's supposedly doing this. And all right, by just taking the photo opportunities by saying things, he might get some people to donate. But probably have to be some taxpayers' money. How much? And who should pay how much tax? And what should be taxed apart from incomes? What should be the threshold for your personal allowance? And what should be the higher rate? £40,000 or £100,000 a year? And how much should we tax alcohol and cigarettes and tobacco and clothes and children's sizes? And these aren't very much political choices. We're going to spend more on building housing. Okay, so to spend less on what? Or tax people more? Or immigration, what's that got to do with it? You know, the more people move in, the more housing is needed. It's a no-brainer. The United Kingdom is building roughly 200,000 housing units a year, and it's got net immigration of 700,000. So it's no way of keeping pace. We could end homelessness if we drastically reduced immigration, but that would cause other major problems, and the National Health Service would be even more short-staffed. So there's a conundrum here. Well, we could end homelessness if we concreted over the Greenbelt, but wouldn't that be an awful pity? Or if we only had one child each or something like that, and all the children shared bedrooms. Or, yeah, if super affluent people like Prince William were not just so avaricious. So his greed has partly caused this. So Homeless Connect is one of the charities in Northern Ireland that he is speaking about. But anyway, he's got his toadies are sucking up to the establishment, some clergy, for instance. And it's been met with mockery by some left-wing. As you say, the royal family is very much part of the problem and not part of the solution. And this is just grandstanding about him pretending to care. He's spoken in Sheffield, who's got a significant significant problem. He's been in Aberdeen speaking about this as well. So he just shows up, pretends to care, but doesn't put his hand into his own pocket, tells middle and low-income people that they ought to be making these painful sacrifices to do this. So he comes across as a good person. He's speaking to Reach Up Youth, one of these youth groups, talking about promoting hostels and shelters. But anyway, he's reaching out to younger people, to ethnic minority people, many of whom are not usually zealous monarchists, so but might win them over. And his pretense of compassion convinces some. It's not all bad. You know, some people will donate a bit more money because of what he's saying, but it is rather nauseating that this kudos is going to accrue to him when he doesn't actually do something to solve the problem when he could. He could give away a bit of his fortune and still be a very rich man, but nah, he sacrifices those of other people to make. Isn't that right, Wills? So he's a landowner. He owns lots of properties. They charge rents and things like that. So he could give away his grossly excessive wealth. He could give up his privilege. You know, so he's worn a big issue cap and pretended to sell a newspaper to show how humble he is. Wow, what a man of people. Not an evil person. He'll wear that for 5 minutes and then he'll just disappear. But, you know, his father's charity, the Prince's Trust, which he's taken over, it really has done some good work and it has alleviated suffering. And I am a monarchist, but I find it distasteful when they stray into partisan issues like this. And it all becomes very messy when there are difficult choices, often unpopular decisions have to be made. And sometimes it's a zero sum game, right? We're going to spend more on this. We have to cut spending on that or raise tax. Something's got to give. Yeah, unfortunately, it sort of is a loser in every situation. Some are going to have to pay more tax than otherwise would do. Some people are going to have less of whatever service because we're spending more on this. And one thing guaranteed is the royal family never going to lose out. Anyway, so just a lot more could be done about it. And you see, you know, how much is spent on restoring Buckingham Palace, £369 million. In fairness, even though there was no monarchy, the United Kingdom would probably want to preserve that building because of its extraordinary historical importance. Right. Thank you so much, everybody, for watching my channel. I was on London Broadcasting Corporation as an expert yesterday on the radio speaking about the situation in Russia. So listen out in future. Goodbye, everyone.